Welcome to the Kitchen Counter Podcast, episode 217, Let's Cook Masoor Dal. Everybody, thank you so much for downloading and listening to this episode of the show. I am Roger, your host, and this is the podcast all about home cooking, getting in the kitchen, learning new things, having fun. On today's episode, we'll be getting into the kitchen for a live cook-through of a favorite North Indian comfort dish, Masoor Dal. Masoor Dal is a lentil dish that's flavored with onions, garlic, tomatoes, and a whole host of aromatic spices. It will really warm you up on a cool fall evening, so stick around for that. Before we get into the kitchen, of course, we do have a little bit of housekeeping to take care of. First and foremost, the show notes for this episode will be over at kitchencounterpodcast.com/217. Again, that's kitchencounterpodcast.com/217. To get to the show notes, most importantly for this episode will be a link to the recipe I used for this cook-through. I'll talk a little bit more about that as we get to that portion of the show. Also, at those show notes, I'll put links to products and things like that that I might have mentioned in the episode as well. And if you're interested in tracking me down on social media or sending me an email, you can find information on that in the show notes as well. You can always send an email over to feedback@kitchencounterpodcast.com. But you can also find me on Twitter and Facebook. We have a Facebook group for the show and other places. But check out the show notes. It will all be in there, along with a link to the Southern Food and Beverage Museum down in New Orleans, Louisiana, at southernfood.org. And the reason I mention that is the home of the Nitty Grits Podcasts, a podcast network all about food, drink, and culture. Yours truly and the Kitchen Counter Podcast is part of that network. So please do head over to southernfood.org and check out the other shows on the network, along with the other cool stuff that the Southern Food and Beverage Museum has going on. They've always got cool stuff and oftentimes things you can take advantage of online as well if you can't get down to the Crescent City. Hey, you know, there's something else I rarely talk about on the show, but I'm just going to mention because I want to call out a couple of people in particular. You can buy me a coffee if you want to support the show. You're not literally buying me a coffee, of course, you're virtually buying me a coffee, but you can head over to buymeacoffee.com/TKC podcast. Again, this is on my website as well. And then you can buy me a virtual coffee and that spins a few bucks my way. And, you know, it helps keep the podcast lights on, as it were. I don't have sponsors and I don't do advertising on the show, if you're probably aware if you've listened to the show before. And this is a completely optional thing. I'm not holding anything back unless you support or anything like that. It's just I've had people ask about it. And if you feel so inclined and able to do so, you could certainly support the show that way. But really, honestly, the best way to support the show is totally free. And that's just by telling your friends and your family and your social media buddies and all that stuff about the show and how to find it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you're listening to the podcast from. Recently, Joan DeSante bought me some coffees. Joan, you've been listening to the show for a long, long, long time. So I really, really appreciate it. Chris S. bought me a coffee. Chris, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Again, not required, but if you feel so inclined, head over to buymeacoffee.com/TKC podcast. Okay, let's get to the episode today. Let's talk about Masoor Dal. Now, this is not my recipe that I'm live cooking today on the show. It's a recipe that after doing some research and deciding we're moving into fall, autumn territory. The evenings and the mornings are a little cooler. I thought I'd like to make some comfort type food, but I want to make something that's not really in my kitchen wheelhouse. I like to eat dals when I go to an Indian restaurant or wherever, or other lentil dishes for that matter, Ethiopian food and things like that. So I thought, I think I'm going to go ahead and make one. So I did some searching around, trying to find a recipe that looked like a good balance of ingredients, flavors, and convenience. That is to say, something that wasn't overly complicated and I could knock out in a weeknight. And I think I found one over at a blog called Dasana's Veg Recipes. This is vegrecipesofindia.com. And I'll put the link to this in the show notes. So if you want to find her blog, Dasana, or this recipe that we're cooking for the pink lentils or the masoor dal, go to the show notes and you'll find it there. But I had a couple of notes after I cooked through this, and then I thought about it a bit. There's a few things I want to mention, and I touch on some of it in the show itself, but I think it's worth stopping here before we get into the kitchen just to mention a couple of things. First thing, just so you know, a dal, and that's spelled D-A-L. Sometimes you'll see them spelled D-A-H-L or D-A-A-L. Dal is a Hindi word for lentils. It's also used to talk about beans, other legumes. It's also used to talk about a dish made with lentils, which is what we're making tonight. And a masoor dal, that's M-A-S-O-O-R, dal, D-A-L, is a lentil dish made with split red lentils or split pink lentils. Now, in the recipe, as I cook it, I cook the lentils in a medium-sized saucepan on the stovetop in simmering water. The recipe on Dasana's blog calls for pressure cooking of the lentils, which, frankly, I think is not necessary at all because red lentils, pink lentils are a type of lentil that don't really require long cooking times that you might try to, get around by using a pressure cooker. They don't even really require pre-soaking. So it's something that you really can cook almost like, rice, like you might cook rice in a kettle on the stovetop. You bring them to a boil, you add your lentils, and in 10 or 12 or 15 minutes, your lentils are ready to go and to be incorporated into your dish. So in the recipe, it says pressure cook. You could certainly do that, but I don't think it is necessary at all. Second recipe note, and I do talk about this in the episode, but there are some ingredients in this recipe that you will not be able to find at your local grocery store. And depending on where you live, you might not be able to find them locally at all, but I will put links to them in the show notes so you can find them online if you want to use them. And there are, I'll say, two ingredients definitely that you probably won't find in your local store. One is known as kasuri methi, and that is a dried fenugreek leaf. You will not find this in your stores. You will find them at local Indian markets, but if you can't do that, you can always find it online. And frankly, you could omit it altogether. It's not going to ruin the dish. It will leave out some interesting aromatic and flavors, but it won't be the end of the world if you have to omit. The other ingredient, which you will not find locally, is called asafoetida or hing, and it's a powder. And let me just read you the definition of what this is. It's a flavoring obtained from a giant fennel-like plant that grows mainly in Iran and India. It's used in many Indian dishes and can be found powdered or lump form in Indian markets. Asafoetida has a fetid, garlicky smell and should be used in very small quantities. So I think I said as much in the actual episode, but again, you could omit it altogether if you don't want to try to find this online or in a local market. And then I will, as an honorable mention, just mention garam masala, which is a spice blend that you probably will be able to find in your supermarkets. But again, if you can't, you could always try to substitute like a mild yellow curry powder or something like a combination of cumin and allspice would do a pretty good job, perhaps at approximating the flavor of a garam masala. All right, I've rambled on long enough. Remember, the show notes are at kitchencounterpodcast.com/217. Why don't we send it over to the kitchen and do the live cook through, and then we'll come back here later and wrap things up. So let's cook masoor dal.
Hey
Hey everybody, welcome to the kitchen. Tonight we're going to be making a masoor dal, which is a North Indian dish using red or pink lentils, cooked and then seasoned with a variety of garlic, onion, tomato, and other spices. So the first thing I want to do is run through the ingredient list and then give you a general overview of the process, and then we're going to work on putting this dish together live here in the kitchen. So first things first, to make a dal, you need lentils, and in this case for a masoor dal, you need split red or whole red lentils, sometimes called pink lentils, or sometimes even called masoor dal. You can find these online if you can't locate them in your grocery store or your local ethnic market. Then for the seasonings and the flavorings, we're going to need a neutral flavored oil. I'm just using vegetable oil because that's what I have. We want cumin seeds, a medium-sized onion chopped, about 3 small garlic cloves crushed, 1 inch of fresh ginger chopped, a green chili. I happen to have jalapenos on hand because they're growing in my backyard, so that's what I'm going to use for this recipe today. A whole dry red chili, and we're looking for small ones, so I'm just going to use a Thai chili because that's what I have. A medium-sized tomato chopped, 1/2 teaspoon red chili powder, 1 pinch of asafoetida or hing, we'll talk about that in a few minutes, 1/2 teaspoon of garam masala seasoning, 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric powder, 1 to 1 1/2 cups of water, kasuri methi, which is dry fenugreek leaves, chopped cilantro, lemon juice, and a little bit of salt. So it's a kind of a long ingredient list. There's a few things on here that aren't probably easily found at your neighborhood grocery store, but we'll talk about those in a minute. As a reminder, you can get the recipe. I'll link to it, actually. I'm using Dasana's vegetarian recipes from vegrecipesofindia.com for this easy masoor dal. I'll link to it in the show notes, so don't feel like you have to write it down and remember it all right now. The broad stroke here, we're cooking the lentils off to the side in water and in simmering water. That's part A. Part B, we're going to be putting together everything else in. I'm using an enameled Dutch oven here to do it. You could just use a heavy skillet or a pot. We're going to be putting the rest of the ingredients together in stages in that, and then at the end we're going to combine the two and let it simmer a bit to end up with our masoor dal. So first thing I want to talk about a little bit are the lentils. For a masoor dal, you want to use the red or pink lentils. You can probably find these at most of your good-sized grocery stores or supermarkets. Again, if you can't find them there or an ethnic market nearby, you can certainly get them online, even from Amazon. They're pretty readily available. Red lentils are great because they don't require pre-soaking. They cook fairly quickly. So this is a great weeknight dish. This is only going to take us probably 1/2 hour or less to put together. When you're getting your lentils ready, though, you do want to inspect them. This is calling for 1/2 cup of dried red lentils, and we're going to rinse them off in a strainer. I like to pour a little bit of the lentils at a time onto a plate. I'm just using a paper plate. Just enough so I can spread them out with my fingers and inspect them and see if we've got any bad ones. Really what we're looking for is foreign debris, like make sure there's no little stones or sticks or anything like that that somehow made it in to the dried lentils. Anyway, I've already inspected the lentils, and actually I'm cheating a little bit. I've already got water boiling, the lentils added and turned down to a simmer here on the side. Depending on the texture, we're gonna test them at about 10 minutes, and if they need to go a little bit longer, we'll let them cook maybe 15 or so. We don't want them to turn to complete mush, but we want them to be able to break down a little bit when we stir everything up. Okay, so the lentils are going off to the side. I've got the timer going on those. We're just going to let those cook. When the time comes, we'll drain them off and they'll be ready to be incorporated into the rest of our ingredients. Now, the rest of the process goes kind of in stages. So you're going to definitely want to head over to the show notes
and look at the recipe. But the first thing we're going to do is we're going to heat up 2 tablespoons of our oil, and I'm just putting that right into my Dutch oven, which I've been preheating on medium. I'm going to turn it to medium high. I'm going to put in about 2 tablespoons. I'm just eyeballing it here. Again, a neutral flavored oil. You wouldn't want to use, say, extra virgin olive oil or anything like that. That would probably be too flavorful for what we're trying to achieve here with this Indian dish. As soon as the oil heats up, we're going to go ahead and add the cumin seeds to toast the cumin seeds. All right, so into the oil go the cumin seeds. This will really bloom their flavor. They're going to really become much more aromatic and flavorful doing it this way. So we'll stir those around a little bit. They're sizzling just ever so slightly in this oil. And I just want to cook them long enough until they take on a little bit of a golden color. I love the smell. Cumin can be an acquired taste, but whole cumin seeds are a little less potent than ground cumin. In my opinion, I love the smell of this. This is so great. So we're just toasting these up a little bit. As soon as they're ready, maybe in about 30 seconds or so, we're gonna go ahead and throw in our chopped onion. I'm just using a red onion here. And we're going to cook those in the oil until those take on a little bit of color and soften up a bit as well. Okay, I think we're about there. Go ahead and put the onion in. Go ahead and stir that up. While I'm doing this, you might be wondering about the lentils, just to loop back there. Can you use other types of lentils to make this masoor dal? Well, if you're making a traditional masoor dal, I would say no, you'd want to use the red or the pink lentils. If you don't have them or you want to use other lentils, you could certainly substitute them in. It wouldn't be traditional, it'd probably still be delicious, but just take a look at the recipe for the particular type of lentils. Not the recipe, the directions on the back of the package for the particular type of lentils you're going to use. And just follow those directions, because you may get some lentils that require pre-soaking or perhaps maybe even pressure cooking in order for them to cook quickly and thoroughly. So not all lentils can be substituted one-to-one, but these red lentils, like I said, cook fairly quickly. So we're gonna let those work a bit there. The onion, just stirring here. The smell of the onion and the cumin seed already is such a wonderful combination. It just smells fantastic. Just going to keep stirring them. I don't want them to burn. I'm at medium high right now, but I do want them to take on just a little bit of color and soften up ever so slightly. Depending on how you prefer the texture of your foods. I mean, a masoor dal, this is going to end up as sort of a medium consistency. It's not a soup and it's not a thick stew. It's somewhere, I think it's going to end up being somewhere in the middle. Now, if you like crunchy bits of other things like onions, you don't have to cook the onions quite as long. If you like your onions to be less pronounced, you could let them go just a little bit longer and soften up a little bit more. Especially here, I did a fairly rough chop on the onions. I didn't dice it really finely. So I'm just kind of staying rustic here with the onions and the other ingredients for that matter. Oh, can you hear those onions going? It smells so good. I love the smell of cumin seed. It's so... it's exactly what the doctor ordered for moving into the fall season, I'll just say that. Looks like we're just about ready here. I fogged my glasses up, leaning over the Dutch oven. Oops. I can see again now. The softer you get your onions in this beginning stage, the softer they'll be throughout. If you don't want them crunchy, you want to get them soft here, because even if you know, we're going to simmer, we're going to cook other things, they're not going to get soft if you don't get them soft at this stage. But I'm feeling pretty good where these are at now. So I'm going to go ahead Now, and add the ginger and the garlic, the chopped ginger, chopped garlic, crushed garlic. I'm going to stir that in, and I'm only going to cook it long enough just to cook off some of the raw flavor, especially of the garlic there. My lentils will be ready to check in about a minute here. Again, that wasn't a full 10 minutes, I think, since I started recording, because I started them a little bit earlier just to get a jump start on things. The aroma is outrageous. Just going to let those cook for a second. I'm going to check my lentils here. Grab a couple out with a spoon. See how their consistency is. Oh yeah, I think they're done. There's still a little bit of a chew to them, but generally pretty tender. I'm gonna set those aside for a second. Yes, okay. Turn the timer off. Give everything else a stir here. Now I'm gonna go ahead and add the chilies, the green chili, my jalapeno here, and my red Thai chili. Stir those in. Now I'm gonna add all my dry spices. So just a reminder, the dry spices we're talking about here is a half teaspoon of red chili powder. If you don't have straight chili powder, you could probably use paprika to good effect. A half teaspoon of garam masala and a half teaspoon of turmeric powder. And then a pinch of asafoetida or hing. That also is probably going to be something you're not going to be able to find in your local store. I actually had to order mine online because I couldn't find any locally. Now, asafoetida, in case you're wondering, is also called hing. This is going to sound weird, but it's actually a resin extraction from a large, I believe it's like a fennel type plant that's grown, of course, in India, Afghanistan, Iran. It's very pungent, and as the name asafoetida might imply, it's got a fetid smell to it. It's really potent smelling. I'm smelling it right now. It's like a really fetid garlic smell almost. If you don't have it or can't get it, I would just omit it or maybe add a little extra garlic. But I'm just going to add a nice pinch of that here. It says you're supposed to use sparingly because it is so strong. I've never actually cooked with it. It's got a really intriguing aroma, though, I do have to say. Go ahead and stir this in. Everything's becoming nice and golden on the bottom of this Dutch oven right now. Smells so good. So I've added all the spices one by one. I'm stirring those in, letting the oil in the Dutch oven here bloom everything very nicely. Now we're going to go ahead and toss in my chopped tomato. Again, local tomato, homegrown tomato. If you got them, use them. This is one good way to use up a tomato. If you're tired of making BLTs or salsa or whatever, it's only one tomato, so it's not like you're going to use too many up here. But cook those down a little bit, stirring. The liquid in the tomato, too, almost helps kind of deglaze the pan because some of those spices and everything else were starting to stick a little bit to the pan, but the tomato now has deglazed them all very nicely. Okay, while that's cooking, I need to drain my lentils, so let's do that before I forget. Drain those nicely. You have to use a fine strainer because if you use anything with too big a hole, it'll actually It'll actually just go right through, and then you'll be disappointed that you're losing some of your lentils, because especially if they've cooked down a lot and they're kind of mushing up a bit. All right, I'm back to the stovetop. This is my favorite type of food to cook. It's all the warming spices. It's not a curry, but it's, you know, it's in the same, it's a cousin, I guess. It's in somewhat in the same family. So the tomatoes are starting to cook down nicely. Now, I'm going to add my cooked lentils right into the pot. In they go. And then I'm going to add, the recipe actually calls for a cup to a cup and a half of water. I don't want it too thin, so I'm just going to start with a cup of water into the pot. If I need more, if it's too thick, I can always add the rest of it. And then I'm going to go ahead and stir that up. And I'm going to add a little bit of salt to that. The color, if I could describe it, is not red nor yellow, but it's a beautiful golden amber color. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to tasting this. I think this is going to be fantastic. So stir that up just a little bit. Now we're going to let it simmer for about, or bring it to a simmer because the water was cold. We're going to bring it up to a simmer, and we're going to let that go for about 6 or 7 minutes to let the flavors meld and cook down. After that, we're going to add the final ingredients, and we'll be ready to serve it. So let's take a short break. As this simmers, we'll come back and we'll finish putting together our masoor dal. All right, we're back. We've been letting our masoor dal simmer for a little bit. It's thickening up as it reduces down. The kitchen smells outrageously good. We've got a couple steps to go. The next step is we're going to add our kasuri methi, which is dry fenugreek leaves. Now, again, this is not something you're going to find in your typical grocery store. You could omit it, or you could track it down. You can get these online fairly easily. They'll last you a long time. And if you're planning to do a lot of Indian cooking, it'll come in handy because plenty of dishes use it. In fact, I think when I did my butter chicken Let's Cook episode a year ago, it also called for these dried fenugreek leaves. So it'll come in handy if you're planning to cook this type of food. So omit it if you don't have it, but I'm going to go ahead and put it in, crushed about a teaspoon, stir that in. It really adds a unique flavor and aroma to this. I mean, this is already amazing. This just adds another layer of incredible sensory, delight. If you like spicy food, that is food that is full of flavor and spices, not hot spicy, you really, really should give this a try. So we're going to let that simmer for about a minute. And then we're going to finish this off by adding a little bit of lemon juice, about a teaspoon, maybe half teaspoon of lemon juice, and then some cilantro. I'm going to go ahead and chop this up right now. I've got it ready to go. And then we're going to mix some cilantro into it, let it simmer for a moment. And then we'll be done and we'll be ready to try this. Now this you would serve probably with maybe some nice basmati rice or roti. I mean, serve it with whatever rice you want or whatever bread you want. You can't really go wrong. Naan bread, I'm sure, would be totally fine with this. Crackers, I mean, whatever it is you want to eat with this, or just eat it right out of a bowl, you could do that too. But I think this would be my favorite way, poured over some rice in a bowl and eaten that way. But got that going. We're going to go ahead and put the cilantro in and give that a stir. Cilantro, I know, love it or hate it, but it definitely brightens, because it's fresh, it just brightens this dish up, as well as the lemon juice that we're about to put in here as well. I'm just using half of a lemon, so that's probably not quite, it's probably about a teaspoon, I would say. That'll brighten everything up to clarify. And that's actually going to be it for our masoor dal. So I'm going to go ahead and turn the burner off. I'm actually going to go ahead and taste this right now because I want to adjust the salt if I need to. I haven't put a lot of salt in here, so I suspect it might need some. You know, the consistency as I stir this is still, it's not soup, it's not stew. It's a little bit thinner, I think, than I would prefer. So I think next time I make this recipe, I will probably add more lentils. Maybe I will up it to 1 cup of dried lentils, because I'm certainly not adding the remainder of the extra water, the extra half cup. It'll be too thin. I'm not going to sit here and simmer it all night to reduce it. So yeah, I think I would add more lentils. Let's give this a taste. Nice and flavorful, but it absolutely needs more salt to bring it all alive. So I'm just going to sprinkle a little bit more salt in there. Give this a stir. You know, if cilantro's not your thing, I mean, I'm one of those people that I can take it or leave it. I don't hate it. I don't crave it, but I definitely taste it. So if cilantro is not your thing, I would probably leave it out of this recipe. It's probably not that authentic if you were to switch in, say, parsley or something, but if you wanted to get that fresh herb flavor, you could do something like that, I think. Let's taste this again after I've salted it. Yep, there we go. Nice, not overpoweringly spicy. Warm, as in the warm spices. It's got some umami going on. I know some of that is coming from the hing, or the asafoetida, which the fetid garlic, as it were, really adds some umami to this as well. So this is a very nice, easy, weeknight dish if you're looking for something a little bit different that you could put together. And I think you could adapt this in many different ways, depending on what kind of flavors you prefer or don't prefer, you know, adding more or less in of any particular spice that we've talked about. So, easy masoor dal. Again, I've cooked this off of the vegrecipesofindia.com website. I'll put a link to the recipe in the show notes. I hope you give it a try. If you're looking to get into more Indian cuisine, this is an easy recipe to get there. Thanks again for dropping into the kitchen with me. Let's head back to the studio. Hey everybody, I hope you enjoyed that live cook-through of masoor dal. Don't forget, the show notes are over at kitchencounterpodcast.com/217. There you will find the link to the show notes, in which you can find the recipe over on Dasana's Veg Recipes blog at vegrecipesofindia.com. When you get over there, there's 2 recipes on the page. You're looking for the first one, the masoor dal, the pink lentils. You could obviously cook either one, but the pink lentil recipe is the recipe that we just cooked through live on the show. I had to chuckle because after I cook this, my kitchen area, like the whole downstairs of my house, almost really smelt like the masoor dal for about a day and a half after I cooked it. My wife didn't love that, but it's so delicious. It made up for it. So if you really want to make your house smell great and you're looking for a warm dish that might be a little bit different than what you usually cook, and of course, feel free to adjust the spices and the flavorings to your taste, especially if you can't find some of the more hard to find spices and ingredients that I mentioned at the beginning of the show and in the episode, feel free to experiment. Don't forget also to check out all my social media in the show notes and the Southern Food and Beverage Museum, specifically the Nitty Grits Podcasts, which is a network of shows about food, drink, and culture down at the Southern Food and Beverage Museum in New Orleans, Louisiana. And also, don't forget to tell your family and friends about the show if you think they might get some value out of it, especially if they don't listen to podcasts, but they'd like to, you know, maybe take 10 minutes or so and just show them how it all works, where to find shows, how to subscribe to them, how to listen on their smartphone or their computer. Just show them how you do it, and I think it'll work out fine.
Well, that's going to do it for another episode of the Kitchen Counter Podcast. Thank you so much again for tuning in and listening. It means a lot to me. It really does. And I hope you're getting some value out of these episodes. If you have an idea for what you'd like me to cook live on the show in future episodes, send an email over to feedback@kitchencounterpodcast.com. I'd love to read it. Okay, everyone, this is Roger with the Kitchen Counter Podcast. And until next time, happy cooking.